Andrew Kelleher from JMI Wealth. What's a block trade and whose bill?
Right, let's cover this off. News feeds and the tickers have been a buzz since the weekend with this news, Mike. Before I get into the detail and answer those two questions, why are we concerned about what we're going to talk about, where there was concern that this issue had the potential to sort of light a fuse to be a catalyst for serious market disruption, but it looks at this stage that this brouhaha won't derail the market. Yeah, so what's going on? Mike, we've got a company called Archegos, and I think I'm pronouncing that correctly. It's a private investment firm. Now, over the weekend, news started to circulate about a number of very large block trades that have gone through the US markets on Friday. Now, a block trade is where a large volume of shares in one company are traded as one lot, not necessarily through the normal transparent market processes, but someone will offer a block trade in a particular company and try and negotiate. So it usually gets traded away from where the market is pricing because it's such a large volume. So not necessarily through the normal channels. Now, lots of rumors around the size of these block trades, but there could have been as much as $20 billion worth of stock traded towards the end of last week. Now, Archegos is the family office of a guy called Bill Huang, and it's the investments of this family company that are reported to be the source of the sales. Now, the sales, though, are reported to have been forced by big banks, by Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, Credit Suisse are all being named in there, as a result of what are called margin calls. So Archegos will have employed leverage or borrowed money. And the providers of that credit, they got cold feet because some of the prices of those shares that they had lent against may have gone down, and they pulled the plug. They wanted the money back. And the only way for Archegos to do that is to sell the assets. Now, it looks like the selling was concentrated in media companies, Viacom, CBS, Discovery, Chinese tech companies involved there as well, Baidu, Tencent. And of course, lots of sensitivity, Mike, because we're coming to the end of the financial, end of the quarter, 31 March, end of the financial year here. And it always opens the door for greater levels of volatility. And Nomura Holdings were reported in there as well. Now, Huang is a bit of a rock star investor, or maybe was a bit of a rock star investor. He's one of a group of hedge fund managers referred to as the Tiger Cubs. So they're graduates, they're alumni of the famed Tiger Management, well known to New Zealanders, of course, through the Julian Robertson connection, because that was his company, was Tiger Management. Now, Huang is now trading on his own. He had a hedge fund. He closed that up and he trades now, one assumes, his considerable wealth. But this guy's had some issues. It was reported that he admitted wire fraud back in 2012. He paid $44 million in fines, was banned from trading in Hong Kong. And the market was very concerned about how much more was needed to be sold. At this stage, though, the market's opened up weak. But at this stage, though, they've bounced back. The Dow Jones now in the green, the NASDAQ only 30 points down. But, Mike, what I would say, there's just got to be a Netflix doco or series in here somewhere, hasn't there?
Exactly. Nice insight. Always good to learn stuff. Now, Synlait, they've got the problems of other milk companies as well, obviously.
Yeah, Synlait reported their half-year results yesterday. Share price fell after releasing those results. Now, the market knew that was going to be bad. They'd previously been flagged. Yesterday, the company reported that it is proactively engaged with its bankers to try and increase the lending ratios on its covenants. And what that means, Mike, is that the company has borrowed money, but it's required to keep certain financial ratios within certain limits. And a 76% fall in half-year after-tax profit doesn't help you do that. Very material turnaround for where the company thought they would be in September, when they expected a slight improvement on the $75 million profit posted last year. Look, Mike, they're talking about ongoing uncertainty over demand. The biggest customer is A2 Milk. Supply chain issues get a mention in there as well. Share price down 6% yesterday. I do want to stress they are within their covenants at the moment. They're just concerned about the risk ahead at the end of the financial year.
Numbers, please.
The Dow Jones, 133,134, up 61, 0.2%. The S&P 500, 3,978, up 4. And the NASDAQ at this stage, 13,110, down 28. FTSE 100, 6,736, down 4 overnight. The Nikkei, 29,384, up 208. Shanghai Composite, 3,435, up 17. The ASX 200, 6,799, down 25. We gained 19 on the NZX 50 yesterday, closing at 12,368. On the currencies, Kiwi dollar, 0.7013, back over 70 cents against the US, 0.9175 Aussie, 0.5956 Euro, 0.5090 pounds, 76.96 yen. Gold, $1,713.90, and Brent crude at this stage in US dollars, $64.56.
You're the man. See you tomorrow. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Kelleher and the team at jmiwealth.co.nz.